Okay, let's jump into this deep dive. I was looking at the sources you shared, and honestly, the first finding is pretty startling.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it?
You think about the last, what, 10 years? Huge amounts of money, time, effort poured into customer experience, teams, tech. You'd just naturally assume quality is way up globally.
That's the logical conclusion, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the research we're seeing from places like Forrester, KPMG, it paints a really different picture.
Different how?
Well, they're finding that CX quality globally is actually hitting an all-time low. Apparently, it's been declining for about 3 years straight across pretty much all industries. It just doesn't seem to add up.
Right, it makes no sense on the surface. So
Yeah.
how is that happening? That's really the core question these sources tackle, isn't it?
Exactly. And the central idea they put forward is, well, maybe we've been thinking about customer experience in the wrong way.
How so?
They argue it's not just complicated, it's actually complex. And, if you treat a complex challenge like it's only complicated, you're probably going to run into problems.
Okay, complicated versus complex. Let's unpack that a bit. What's the difference they're drawing?
So think about something complicated, like solving a Rubik's Cube, maybe, or landing a big commercial jet, building a bridge. Loads of variables. Yes, you definitely need expertise,
Sure.
but there are steps. There are established procedures, rules. If you follow them correctly, the outcome is, well, predictable. You know what you're going to get.
Got it. Learn the algorithm for the cube. Follow the flight procedures, use the engineering principles, you get the result. Cause and effect are basically known, even if it takes effort to learn them.
Precisely. Known cause and effect, expert-driven, predictable results, but complex challenges. They're a different beast entirely. The
Yeah.
sources use the analogy of raising a child.
Ah, okay, yeah, that immediately feels different.
Right, you can't just write a detailed 10-year plan for your kid and expect them to follow it perfectly and turn out exactly as you mapped it out at age 18. It just doesn't work.
No. Definitely not. Too many surprises.
Too many interacting factors, unpredictable human behavior, cause and effect. You usually only see that clearly looking back. You have to kind of try things, learn as you go, adapt constantly. The outcome isn't guaranteed or predictable up front.
Okay, so where does customer experience fit in this? Is it more like the Rubik's Cube or more like raising a child?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The sources suggest that delivering, say, basic CX, handling simple requests, processing a transaction smoothly that can often be treated as complicated.
Right, you can map out workflows, script interactions, optimize efficiency, think first, then act.
Exactly. But going beyond that, going from just average to truly great, memorable CX, the kind people talk about,
Yeah.
that, they argue, shifts firmly into the complex zone. Suddenly, you're dealing with unpredictable human emotions, both the customers and the employees. You've got technology changing expectations almost overnight. People aren't always rational. Basic stuff might get handled by AI, leaving humans with the really messy, complex bits.
Which means, if you're trying to solve that complex part using only the complicated playbook, all detailed plans and rigid execution, you're set up to fail, which might explain that global decline we talked about.
That seems to be the argument. You can't perfectly plan your way to a fantastic, complex outcome because you simply don't know all the variables or how they interact ahead of time. So the question becomes, what do you do?
Yeah, what's the alternative?
The sources propose a pretty fundamental shift, moving away from thinking about customer experience as this thing you design and implement and towards customer experiments.
Experiments, like in a lab.
Sort of, but in the real world, instead of trying to create the perfect multi-year strategy based on guesswork, you adopt a mindset of continuous small-scale experimentation, improvising, learning by doing. It's less think first, then act, and maybe more act first, then think and learn from it.
So asking things like, what's something we could try here, even if it sounds a bit different?
Yes, and crucially, how could we test this out? Really small, really fast, low risk. They call it the plus one mindset.
Plus one.
Yeah, just adding one small thing, taking one small concrete step, trying a little experiment just to see what happens. Does it work? Great, maybe do more of it. Does it fail? Okay, learn quickly. Try a different plus one.
Like those examples they gave the mortgage company that just kind of put their front and back office teams physically together for a week.
Exactly. They couldn't have planned the specific collaborations and faster resolutions that came out of it. It emerged. Or that tech firm where one manager started a tiny customer community on the side, a little plus one.
Which then grew into something huge because they learned as they went.
That's the power of it. Small, testable actions revealing pathways you just couldn't see through analysis alone. It helps overcome that knee-jerk minus one reaction, you know, where you instantly think of all the reasons not to try something.
Right, we tried that 5 years ago, or that'll never work because...
Exactly. That minus one thinking holds you back in complex situations.
So bringing this back to you, the listener.
Yeah, maybe think about situations in your own world, work, or even personal life that feel really tough or stuck. Are you possibly trying to overplan something that's actually complex, not just complicated?
Where might you be defaulting to that minus one thinking, focusing only on the obstacle?
And instead, what's one tiny, low stakes, plus one experiment you could try? Maybe even this week. Just one small action to learn by doing, just to see what happens.